Good morning. Y94, the Playhouse in the morning. So Fargo-Moorhead is it is a special community. And we've seen time and time again that when we win, we celebrate together. But with that, we also, when we lose, we mourn together. And on Friday, something terrible happened. I remember we were sitting here and we were doing the show. We had text messages coming in and there was all these messages. Does anybody know what's happening on 13th Avenue? And then you start getting murmurs from the news department down the hall about what's going on and you get sick to your stomach. And as things unfold, we learn that a 14-year-old girl was stabbed many times. And yesterday, we learned that we lost her. We have been messaging back and forth online with a member of the Playhouse family that has some stuff that he'd like to talk about and say to everybody. Robert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Robert is Daisy or Jupiter's father. It seems like a ridiculous thing to ask, but it seems like the most natural thing to ask. Robert, how are you?
I'm struggling, but I mean, I'm getting a little bit better, slowly.
What has the past few days been like for you and your family?
It's been so unreal. It's been like a real nightmare. It's something that no parent should ever go through. And unfortunately, we got put in that position.
Can you bring us to Friday morning when you first learned something's going on? How does that play out for you?
Well, I went to bed early in the morning, I'd say about 4:30, and my ex-wife ended up calling me at about 10:20, telling me I need to get to the hospital right away. Our daughter's been stabbed. And I literally got up, just threw my socks and shoes on, brushed my teeth, and went out the door. I told one of my older daughters, you know, what happened as I was leaving the door. She wanted to come, and I told her, no, I need to get there right now. And I rushed straight over. I'm not going to tell on myself, but I did speed just to get there. I mean, I'm sure any parent would. And then that's when they told me what happened, you know, that she was attacked. And yeah, it's just, I'm still trying to deal with that.
You know, at this point, you know, I look at the past couple of days and you know, obviously the GoFundMe's been shared around and people know the story, which, by the way, if you would like to donate to that GoFundMe, we set up a keyword. If you text Jupiter to 35270, you'll get that link on your phone. But I think that what we don't know is who your daughter was. Can you tell us about her?
She was a beautiful soul. She was very good at drawing. She learned how to play the guitar. She was, you know, she used to perform with the Cheney Orchestra playing the viola. She can write. She can sing. She played softball at Cheney. She can crack a lot of jokes. She'd always find a way to put a smile on your face. And even if you're down and out, she'll be right by your side, you know, trying to uplift your spirits. I mean, she was a great all-around child. And, you know, what happened to her, you know, this person that robbed her from showing her beauty to everyone, it didn't just destroy the family. It crushed the town. You know, I know we're all mourning. We all feel it. You know, all the support and love that everybody's been giving it's truly amazing how we can come together on such a terrible tragedy. And so far, all that I can say is thank you to all of you. And I don't know. It's still so raw and new. So it's just hard still.
I know, Robert, before we went on the air, you were telling us a story about the halos. And as she was walking home, I love that. And I think that's probably a good representation of who she is, if you want to share that with us.
Well, the story about the halos, she was out and about, and she got a hold of her mom and her sister that she was going to make some halos and bring them to them. And she made some a halo out of like the daisy flowers, and when she was on her way, you know, home, she came across a little young girl and ended up giving it to her, and then she scrambled and ended up, you know, being in a good mood, and then she searched for more flowers and made another halo and was closer home, and then she came across another little child and gave it to her, and when she got home, she apologized to her mother and her sister that she didn't have any, she couldn't find any more flowers for them because she already gave them away and made their day, and she hoped that she made their day, and she actually has a video on that, and we will be sharing that also at when we do our funeral services.
You did send us also this morning, she's a bit of a poet, she's a very creative person. Would you like to introduce this poem before we play it? Is there anything you'd like to say about it?
It's a very beautiful poem. I barely found out about it the other day, like a couple of days ago while in the hospital. My other daughter, you know, she shared it with me, and it's called Rain. And the crazy thing about it is when they were performing her first round of tests to determine that her brain was gone, and right when they finished, it was lightning all around. It was a male physician that performed at that time. Once when he finished declaring her brain dead, it started downpouring the other night. And the only thing that us family members and close friends and people I've shared it with, they said that's her. That's her.
This is Rain by Jupiter Paulson.
I wish I was the rain because I would actually have a purpose. I wish I could douse the trees and plants to give them growth. And I wish I could make the rivers flow more smoothly. I wish I could be buried deep in the ground and provide for people, though they don't have much thought about me. I wish I could come and go unexpectedly and be free within air and ground, but I'm not. Instead, kids are upset that I ruined their plans, and others curse because they have to walk and get soaked. Some nature being unhappy because I flood the area I wanted to take care of most and ruin everything I tried to fix. I wish I was the rain so I could be free. Free to be whoever I wanted and free being wherever I went. I wish kids were happy to see me, and I wish construction wasn't difficult because of me, but it's not. Many people might hate the rain, and that's okay, because believe it or not, I would already be used to it.
I gotta imagine that carries a weight for you in a meeting that she could have never imagined when she wrote that.
I agree. I actually don't know when she wrote it. I know her sister knows that when she did that. I mean, like I said, I barely found out about it a few days ago while, you know, in the hospital. So I was just bawling when right after, you know, seeing all the downpour of the rain, just watching out the window near her bedside, I just didn't know. I mean,
did you feel like she was kind of connecting with you through that rain?
I felt that she was kind of letting everyone know that she is here and she's going to wash our tears away as a community, as a family. And that's all I could really think about. And that's probably why I was just bawling. I mean, so now I'm just going to look for the rain just so I can step out in it.
Before we talk some more, there's something that we wanted to do. And I would ask that just anybody that can right now just have a moment of just peace and tranquility and reflection and thought about Jupiter, Robert, and their family, can do so right now with just a moment of silence, if we could. So, Robert, as your life is a complete whirlwind right now, and you have felt so much support from people you may never know, and seen messages and comments on social media from people you've never met, that do not know you, do not know your daughter, what kind of feelings does that bring out in you?
Seeing how the community is coming together, and you know, all the support and love. Yeah, it's hard to be mad at the world when people are showing so much love and affection, and offering their shoulders to cry on. You know, nobody could really think of something like that. You know, that's why, you know, we're going forward with trying to donate her organs back to, you know, to bring some kind of light from this tragic moment, to show that others can live, you know, and maybe a piece of her will live with them as well, to carry on with her legacy. And you know, who knows, maybe some of these organs can save someone, to and they can become a future doctor or a lawyer or someone with purpose and meaning. Someone that can, you know, offer the love to the rest of the world. So that's why, you know, I know that's what she would have wanted, and I know that's what I want, and I hope you all would enjoy and love that as well.
Now, Jupiter, so young, 14, and you're talking about how you're going to carry her life on with the organ donations. She was, like, very creative, talking about the instruments she played, writing poems, drawing. Do you know what her plans, what her idea for her future was?
Well, with the recent job that she got, she was going to save up some money, aside of buying her own car. all kids want those. Mm-hmm. She actually wanted to become a tattoo artist, and she was going to buy a tattoo machine, and she wanted to become an apprentice. She wanted to, you know, ride motorcycles like me and as well as a bunch of other people that she's known. And, you know, she wanted her life to have meaning and a purpose and to share her art. And I'm just hoping that can inspire somebody to want to do that as well in their own life. I mean, it doesn't have to be the exact same things, but, you know, to offer goodness to the world and share their talents. And it just sucks because we all got robbed that. We all got robbed from her beauty and her joy. And, you know, that's why with the whole organ donation, we're hoping that we can save as many lives as we can.
Which is still, you know, an incredible gift for you guys to be able to give and for her to be able to give. I know you guys are going through that organ donation later today.
Yes, we're going to be raising the organ, the organ donate flag at Sanford Hospital today, and I'm not sure when the staff will be ready for our walk of honor. They're because they're still preparing, you know, the matches for donors, and they're still, you know, preserving her organs. But and I know once when we find out when we're going to be doing that, they're probably going to give us just a 4-hour window to do that walk of honor, and then that's when I'll get my last goodbye.
Well, and Robert, we were talking a little bit before here as a man with a military background. I mean, you have been by your daughter's bedside, and that walk of honor, that is a very meaningful moment for every family. But for you, it does carry that special weight to it.
It does, because, you know, in the service, we're trained to not leave someone behind. And, you know, her mom and her, you know, her other siblings, we've been by her bedside. We've been shuffling, you know, one stays, one goes home. But once when I started getting that feeling that she wasn't going to come back, I haven't really left. I did leave yesterday for 4 hours and got 2.5 hours of sleep at home. And then I came right back. And I'm going to, you know, go home, shower up, get ready for raising the flag. And then I'm staying the rest of the day until, well, I will take a break to go with the funeral services and set up dates for the services. But then I'll be right back until that final moment when I get that final goodbye, to where I can't go into that operating room and hold my kid. That will be my final goodbye, and that will be the honor that I have with her.
Robert, is there anything that you would like to say to Fargo Moorhead that you feel like hasn't been said?
The only thing I could think of at this time is, let's just embrace the life that she wanted to have and what she was striving for. Let's just come together, regardless of ethnicity, sexuality, orientation, you know, your backgrounds. And we need to come together as one, so stuff like this doesn't happen anymore. And, you know, we can make this town, you know, whole again. You know, I mean, justice will be served. You know, I have complete trust in the system this time. You know, prior leading up to it, I really didn't, but you know, how they ended up catching him so quickly, you know, and the fact that, you know, they're preserving certain things for court, so they can't donate those. But, you know, the good news is that monster's not on the street anymore, and he will get what's coming to him in the end. So the only thing I could truly say for the community is we need to stand together and prevent these types of things of ever happening ever again. Not just for my child, but for yours as well.
You know, I think that this is one of those things where, you know, you hear about it and you think that doesn't happen in Fargo Moorhead, that doesn't happen in our community. But it does. And like Robert said, it takes all of us to fix it. So for the future, you know, we're all safe. And that maybe can be the legacy that comes from this, is we come together. I think stories like this affect everybody. You know, when you're a parent yourself, it hits different. I think that there's parents all over Fargo Moorhead that are going to hug their children a little tighter in honor of you and your daughter, Robert. And we are absolutely honored to be able to help you share your story and your point of view today. We really do appreciate you coming in here.
Thank you very much.
And I sincerely mean when I say to you, if there is anything that we as a group or the radio station or the company that we work for can do for you, we are a text, a phone call, a Facebook message away. If you just need somebody to talk to, whether it's in a microphone or off a microphone, Robert, we're here, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And truly, just bless you and your daughter. 7:50 in the morning. If you missed the GoFundMe short link, if you want to donate to the Paulson family or in honor of Daisy Jupiter Paulson, you can text Jupiter to 35270. That gets you to their GoFundMe page. And we will post shortly at y94.com if you missed Jupiter's poem, that as well.